trains, I've been driving this train. Years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame. Cause I came to the game and I changed it to play. How I like, rearranged it to my own domain.
All right. Dr. Imfan Akpan here. And I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I think is really amazing, and it is a Google product. Yes, a Google product, Notebook LM. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you take a look at it. And what you can do with it, I think, is amazing. What I'm showing you right now is a paper, research paper that is posted on Archive. So you can take a look at this. The paper is titled, Have We Reached AGI? Comparing ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini to Human Literacy and Education Benchmarks. This is a great paper, by the way, that not to toot my own horn, but it really says, hey, we've already got AGI if we look at it through those paradigms. And what I did was I uploaded the paper into Notebook LM. So if you just type in Notebook LM, you will find it. You'll go to it. It's by Google. And you can upload PDFs. In this case, I uploaded my manuscript. And you can get notes. You can get briefs on the paper. So AI will actually give you an overview, a summary of the paper. But what everyone has really been raving about is you can upload it. You get the summary. So there's the summary. You can see that. It will suggest questions to ask about the paper. You can get a fact sheet, study guide, table of contents, timeline, even a briefing document. It will generate that for you. But here's the thing. It will create a podcast based on the actual manuscript, and it will have individuals talking back and forth about the material, and you can actually customize it as well, which I think is very neat. So let's listen to it. This is a 19-minute podcast, and the podcast is actually on the research.
Remember Deep Blue taking on Kasparov in that epic chess match? I mean, back then, that felt like the peak of what AI could do. Crazy, right? But things have gotten, well, really interesting since then.
They sure have.
In this deep dive, we're going to be looking at a research paper that asks a pretty mind-blowing question.
Okay.
Have we reached AGI?
Ooh, AGI.
Comparing ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini to Human Literacy and Education Benchmarks.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, it gets even better. What's really cool about this research is that it's basically pitting AI against us, humans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do these AI systems stack up against real-world human capabilities?
And they do it in a very specific way. They're looking at U.S. educational and literacy stats.
It's like a cognitive showdown using our own education system as the battleground.
Precisely. To really understand what's going on here, we have to set the scene, right? The research starts by painting a picture of the human landscape. They actually have this table, table 4.1, that breaks down educational attainment in the U.S. adult population.
Okay, so like, what percentage of people have a high school diploma, a college degree, that kind of thing?
Exactly. And the numbers are fascinating. We're talking 9% with less than a high school diploma.
Oh, yeah.
All the way up to 14% holding master's or doctoral degrees.
So that gives us a sense of the education levels out there. But what about actual literacy skills? Like, how well can people read and understand information?
That's where it gets even more interesting. Table 4.2 reveals some pretty stark realities about U.S. adult literacy. Only 12% demonstrate college-level reading abilities, and a significant chunk, like 56%, fall into the basic or below basic categories.
Wow, that's a lot lower than I would have guessed.
Yeah, it's a sobering statistic.
And these are the benchmarks our AI contenders are being measured against.
That's the whole point. Makes you think, doesn't it?
So who are these AI challengers? One stepping into the ring.
Well, we've got some heavy hitters in this corner. First up, Claude 3 Opus from Anthropic, known for its strong language generation.
Okay, I've heard of Claude.
Then there's the champ, you know, GPT-4, developed by OpenAI. This one's been making waves with its ability.
So this was all generated from my manuscript via AI.
Designated area, but can't really generalize or adapt to situations outside of its programming.
Got it. So what's the next step up from narrow AI?
Level two is where things get a bit more sophisticated. We're talking multitask AI. These systems can handle multiple tasks, often across different domains.
Give me an example.
Think about AI that can translate languages, generate different...
So imagine you've put together a lecture or you've written something for your course and you want your students to listen to it as a podcast. You can actually share this out and you can send the link to your students for them to actually listen to your content as a podcast. I think this is amazing. This has been going viral for Google. So I'd love to hear what you think about it, what your thoughts are on this, and if you've tried it. And if not, I recommend you do.
Ice in my veins, I've been driving this train. Years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame, 'cause I came to the game and